This is Dakota Datebook for June 25th. On this date, in 1876, the Battle of the Little Bighorn commenced. It was over quickly. Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and the 7th Cavalry Forces met an overwhelming force of Lakota and Northern Cheyenne warriors. Custer's outfit was annihilated. 268 dead, including 6 Crow and Arikara scouts, 55 severely wounded, and 6 dying soon. Modern historians estimate the warrior force at 1,500 to 1,800 men, although initial reports claim there were 5,000. Most mentioned leaders were Crazy Horse, Gall, and Sitting Bull, a spiritual advisor and visioner. Their people had been ordered onto reservations after the Black Hills and Fort Laramie treaties were broken. Failing to comply, they were declared hostiles. Crazy Horse was killed by a military guard in 1877 after surrendering to U.S. troops in Nebraska. Gall and Sitting Bull went to Canada, but surrendered in 1881 to live on the Standing Rock Reservation. Sitting Bull performed with Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show in 1884 and became a popular celebrity. He returned to Standing Rock and continued to live peacefully. But in 1890, the Ghost Dance movement excited needless fear among settlers. On December 15th, Indian agent McLaughlin sent 39 Indian police to arrest Sitting Bull to prevent him from joining the Ghost Dancers. He was shot dead by Bullhead and by Red Tomahawk, whose profile became North Dakota State Highway symbol. Sitting Bull's wife and children also died. Military response to the Ghost Dance on December 29th led to the Wounded Knee Massacre of 300 men, women, and children at Pine Ridge, South Dakota. So much has been written, argued, dramatized, studied, and fictionalized that the author of today's Dakota Datebook has only this one new item. She writes, "My grandfather related that Sitting Bull rode off to Canada with his father's underwear. Musham was in a wintering party of buffalo hunters when Sitting Bull's people camped nearby. Invited to parley, the Chippewa thought them too risky to associate with after the Little Bighorn. But the women came over and obtained some goods, including Musham's long underwear." Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.